Cold front will move southeastward across Iowa today. Ahead of this front, there will be a chance for a little light rain or drizzle developing over the state this morning into early afternoon, and a few flurries here in western Iowa this afternoon as northwesterly winds bring colder air back into the region. Precipitation amounts here in the western part of the state today should be quite light. Colder temperatures are forecast over the area then tomorrow into Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs mostly in the 20s. A new storm system developing over the southwest has the potential to bring some heavy snow into the western Midwest, especially later Wednesday night through about Thursday night of this week. For today, partly cloudy to cloudy skies. A few sprinkles developing, changing to a few flurries by midday, and a few flurries this afternoon. Winds out of the northwest increasing to 20 to 35 miles per hour. A high temperature around 40 this morning, with readings dropping back into the 30s during the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy to cloudy, windy and colder, low 10 degrees. Northwest winds 15 to 30, a few flurries overnight. For tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Northwest winds 15 to 30, high 23. Wednesday, increasing clouds, high 29. Thursday, cloudy with snow, high 27. From Freeze Notice Weather, this is Dan Hicks with the Skyscan forecast on the station where your friends are.
Sunday's high in Atlantic was 52 degrees. Our 24-hour low ending this morning at 7 a.m. will go down as 12. At 5 a.m. it was 28 degrees. Last year we topped at 39 for a high. 10 was our low. The all-time record high in Atlantic for February 18th was 66 degrees, set back in 1930. The record low was 25 degrees below zero in 1978. Sunrise is at 7:12. Sunset is at 5:56. Wind advisory is in effect from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. for Monona and Harrison counties, and from noon today until 9 tonight for Crawford and Carroll counties in the KJAN listening area. Winds this afternoon are expected to be from 25 to 35 miles per hour, with occasional gusts to around 40, making it difficult for high-profile or light vehicles to maneuver, and outdoor objects should be secured so they are not blown around. Wind speeds may occasionally reach 45 to 60 miles per hour this afternoon in some areas. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.